Okay, tonight we're going to be looking at the concept of believer's baptism. It's two parts, of course. One is the believer's part and one is the baptism part. But we'll explain that here in a minute. And we're going to start with Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we're here tonight. We'd ask you to bless us and go with us. Help me as I preach and help others as they listen. And just make us better for having been here. In Jesus' name, amen. So, the doctrine of baptism is not a Baptist doctrine. It's a Bible doctrine. Now, as we go through this, there may be people in the world who disagree with some of the things I'm going to tell you. I'm sorry. As I love to say to people, it's in the book. Your argument is with the Lord, not with me. Jesus began his ministry with baptism. He asked John the Baptist to baptize him. John said, oh, you ought to be baptizing me. And Jesus said, no, just do it. It's necessary. So he did. Now, Jesus, of course, didn't get baptized for the same reason we get baptized, because he didn't have anything to be repenting from. Jesus ended his ministry by commanding it, which we just heard. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, and baptize them. Now, in that, he says, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, which is exactly how we baptize people. We say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, some people will tell you that the only name that any of those have is Jesus, because that's the only time he was human. So you should baptize in the name of Jesus if your intention is the same as the intention of baptizing in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you're doing it because you think that encompasses them, then I believe it's valid. But I don't think that we should mess around with exactly what Jesus said. So if I baptize people, I do it the traditional way. It is not part of salvation. And we look at Acts 16:29-31. The jailer, this is the Philippian jailer, when they were sitting there in the there'd been an earthquake, all of their chains were opened, and the jailer was about to hurt himself. But he goes in and he says, what must I do? Jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? If ever there was a $64,000 question, that's it. What must I do to be saved? They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Now, this is a little tricky, because some people will say, oh, if the head of the house gets saved, everybody gets saved. No, no. When you take it into Greek, and we've said this many times, Greek has nuances of meaning we can't really express quite as well in English. But basically what it means is this will work for the rest of your family as well. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you will be saved. And it'll work for your family the same way. They can be saved by believing in Jesus as well. So you notice, they didn't say anything about baptism. They just said, believe in Jesus. If anything is clear, this is it. Now, how do we do it? Well, the method is immersion. Many people will tell you that it doesn't matter, that baptism is just whatever if you intend to be baptized. Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River. He was dunked and undunked. It should be noted that the Jordan River is a tributary out of the Dead Sea. Dead Sea is the saltiest place on the face of the planet. I know a guy who actually got baptized in the Jordan River because that's where Jesus was baptized, and he thought that was just the best place in the world to get baptized. And he said, boy, it was salty. I'm glad I didn't do it in the actual Dead Sea because, boy, that would have hurt. He had some stuff that he'd gotten, cuts and bruises and stuff. Then we have the example of Philip, Acts 8:36-38. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Remember, that's what we just said it takes to be saved. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized them. Now, this is in the King James Version. In other versions, you find that they don't have 37 as well.
Which is which verse? The second verse?
That's the one in the middle. If you believe in Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then you may.
Oh, okay.
So, but even if you take it the other way, as they went down the road, they came to water, and the eunuch said, see, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized them. We very often use the statement, if you believe, you can be baptized. So that, we know that Philip baptized by immersion. They did not walk down an aisle, they got baptized. This is an example of the early church. They didn't walk down an aisle, they got baptized, and they were immersed. Many early churches, including Catholic churches, the ancient Catholic churches, have baptistries. The reason they stopped baptizing by immersion was actually because they got this idea of baptism as being part of salvation. And they wanted to baptize babies. The problem was they kept drowning them. So they said, no, we're just going to sprinkle. We'll pour a little over them, whatever. But many early Catholic churches had actual baptistries where you could go and get dunked. Baptize means immerse. Baptize is an invented word because the Anglican Church baptized by sprinkling. And when King James said, I want a Bible in the English language. Now, you should note that this was a very significant thing. He was the first monarch ever to commission translation of a Bible. Didn't do a very good job, in my opinion, because they messed around with things to make sure they didn't say anything that irritated King James. But he knew people needed to have that Bible in their language. There are different words for pour and sprinkle. I'm not sure what pour and sprinkle the names are, the words in Greek, but I know it is not baptizo. Baptism, the meaning of all of this, baptism means, baptism pictures the work of salvation. Romans 6, 4 to 7. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. We have been united with him like this in his death. We will certainly also be united with him in resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, and we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. It pictures the work of salvation. It pictures death. You're going down under the water like you're being buried. It pictures resurrection because you come up. Sometimes, and I believe it or not, my son Jeremiah was afraid to have me baptize him because he thought I wouldn't bring him back up. He thought I'd drown him. But, and it pictures the new birth in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. I have used that verse so many times with people who think, no, I'm not good enough. I'll never measure up, and so on. They don't want to let go of their sins, even though they've been forgiven. I once used it on a girl who was historically famous, and she made sure everybody knew it because she was just one of these flagellant people, I guess, but that she had been very sexually promiscuous. And as I'm sitting there trying to explain to her that she didn't need to be like this, I said to her, well, are you a virgin? And she said, are you crazy? Haven't you heard everything I've said? And so I said, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And just like wham. So spiritually, I'm a virgin. Yes, you are. And all of a sudden, all that stuff just dropped away. I don't take credit for that. It's in the book. And God said, tell her, 5:17. So, but it pictures a new birth. You're a new person. You're not the old person who did all this stuff. There was a lady who was, and she was the first woman ever executed in Texas, or at least for a long time. I'm not sure what, it's been a long time. She was a buddy of Ann Graham Lotz. And they did everything they could because she had come to Christ, and they did everything they could to try to say, we shouldn't execute her, maybe just leave her in prison forever, and she can lead people to the Lord or whatever. But no, they were determined, and they executed her. And Ann Graham Lotz said she just smiled as she went in to be put to death because she knew it didn't matter. She's going to be with Jesus. That's it. She is a new person. She's not showing up at the gates of heaven, the lady who got put in prison. She's showing up as this new creation that God created for her. So what is our motives for doing this? Well, there are three M's. First, we have a master to confess. We want to let people know. I'm working for Jesus now. He did this for me, and I'm his forever. We have a message to convey. I have had my sins forgiven. You can too. You don't have to live like this. You can come to Jesus and get yourself squared away. And we have a mandate to complete. Jesus said, go into all the world, tell them about Jesus, and baptize them. So what does this all mean to us? Well, it's a Bible doctrine, like I said. The Bible says, and Jesus said, to get baptized. However, you do it because you're saved, not in order to get saved. Now, I actually was in a new members class at First Baptist Church of Merritt Island, Florida, being led by the pastor, Adrian Rogers, who wrote this book we're going from. And somebody asked him, well, what if somebody gave their life to Christ and they had no chance to be baptized? What if they were killed right after, or they were dying? It was on their deathbed. They gave their life to Christ, but now they didn't get baptized. And he said, baptism is not part of salvation. God does not hold it against you if you couldn't, if it was just not available to you. You get baptized because you are saved, not to get saved. It's by immersion, all the way under. Now, one of the things that I've always told people is if you go to Kentucky, Tennessee too, pretty much, mixed marriage, they think of mixed marriage is dunker and sprinkler. We're supposed to go all the way under. They actually had one of the last things that Irene Duncan ever did, who was Granny Clampett, was supposedly one of the younger ones was getting married, and somebody told her that this girl was a sprinkler, and oh no. And so she goes and she tells this young boy, no, don't do it. If you're going to have children, you got to get them all the way under, you know. And so sprinklers and dunkers, now I don't believe in splitting up that way. I just, you know, I don't advocate that kind of stuff. But the Bible is very clear. It is by immersion. And the reason is because it pictures the work of Jesus. Sprinkling does not show you going under the water and being buried by Christ and raised to newness of life. And he said to do it. So we need to do it because he said we need to do it. But one of the things we've said, and you're going to hear this in other sermons out of this series, we don't have sacraments in the Baptist Church. Sacraments is something that's sacred. You must do it. If you don't, there's penalties. We have ordinances. Ordinances is kind of like an ordinance in government. This is how you do it. This is how it's supposed to be done. Okay? We have the ordinance of baptism, and we have the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. We'll also look at a few things about the Lord's Supper that there's disagreement about, but we'll talk about why and how and all this kind of stuff, and then I'll tell you what I think, and so you'll know the right stuff. But let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here. We thank you that we have believers' baptism to show the world what has happened in our life. We thank you that it's not part of salvation, but that salvation is so simple, it's almost instantaneous if you just go for it. We thank you for Jesus. who made all this possible. And we say all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being here, guys.
Now, what if you can't